Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 112 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make theater happen. You can find all our episodes on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other fine podcast streaming services. If you have a spare 30 seconds, please rate and review our podcast on whichever platform you use to help us be more discoverable to listeners who haven't heard about us yet. And now for this week's podcast. Curtain Call has recently published a couple of articles about the top Broadway musical transfers and the top musical revivals for 2019 over here in London. It is by no means an extensive list. Please don't write in and say you left the show off, but it's just something to put in your pipes to smoke over the next month or so while you're figuring out what you want to see this year. And I thought I would ask someone who knows about musicals, you know, to go straight to the source. Someone I've seen on stage more times than probably anyone else in my nearly 25 years in London, the amazing, incredible Jenna Russell. Martin Guerre, Guys and Dolls, You're in Town, Merrily We Roll Along, Dr. Faustus, Dying Vivian Rose, Fun Home, these are just some of the shows that I have seen Jenna in. She's been in far, far more. Les Mis, Follies, Great Gardens, Into the Woods, Sunday the Part with George, As You Like It, Antony and Cleopatra. I mean, the gal never stops, and that's just on stage. She's also done plenty of telly and film. You name it, she's done it. So I was overjoyed that Jenna took the time after an audition last week to sit down and speak to me at Above the Arts Club, Above the Arts Theater in Leicester Square, to talk to me about the musicals coming to town and also speak a bit about her concert that's coming up on the 3rd of February at the Leicester Square Theater. It was a great chat. We rambled a bit. We went off topic. But, you know, we also spoke beforehand about sitting in front or around composers, which is maybe why the Andrew Lloyd Webber reference may sound slightly out of place, but never you mind. In any case, listen, I think you'll find this a great chat. I certainly did. Please have a listen to the fantastic Jenna Russell.
Hello.
Thank you so much for
my
coming.
My pleasure.
Okay, so we're going to talk about these things, that these musicals, these things.
Yes.
It was terrible, wasn't it? These musicals.
These musicals.
We're going to talk about these musicals that are coming, musical things that are coming to town. Thought we'd do revivals. And thank you so much for doing this.
My
amazing.
Pleasure. My
now,
pleasure.
Caveat, I mean, I don't know some of these. Like, I do know
well,
some
I
of
might,
these.
Well, I might not know some of them either, so we'll...
Bam. This is great. So
we'll talk about what we
talk
think
about
they
what
should
we think
be
we
like.
Know. Why don't we start with revivals then? Because
okay.
I think London's a brilliant place for the revival. They always seem to be kind of popping up, and some of these are actually coming back. So the first one I'd like to talk about is Follies,
yeah.
Which I don't know if you saw it.
I did see it.
Oh, my God, yes, I did.
I loved it.
I loved it, too.
I had an odd experience with it because I was in it.
When?
30 years ago. I guess 32 years ago.
Jenny, you're not old enough to be in Follies 32 years ago.
I am. So I played young Sally.
Okay.
I played young Sally at the Shaftesbury Theatre.
Right.
And Julia McKenzie was Sally. And it was my first kind of big, big theatre role. And I just, so I went to see it full of love for the piece. And I sobbed like a baby. Silly little things. The bit when they come down the staircase.
Yep.
I remember that moment. I remember watching Eartha Kitt and Julia and Millie Martin and all these brilliant actresses that we had in our show. I mean, I had that experience of the Folly Girls. And yeah. So I loved it. I thought Dominic Cook did a beautiful job.
Yeah, it was everything about the production is astonishing.
And you can only
Vicky's,
do that at the National.
Yeah, well, yeah, exactly. I mean, Vicky's set and Polly's lighting was just genius. Well, and
Polly Constable is.
She's a genius.
She's a proper
genius.
Bona fide. Like everything I see, I do. I'm like, give her all the awards.
All of them.
Don't mess about.
All
she's
of them.
Amazing.
And I don't. I think this production and because Dominic, the way he's done it, I don't. I dare I say it. I think it's Imelda proof. I think it's great that I know Imelda's not going to be in it. You know, coming back, and I think Joanna Ryan's going to do an amazing.
Oh, she'll be glorious. I mean, for me, funny that the star of the I just thought Janie D was. I think the show would have suffered without Janie.
She every time she came on, you knew she was just. It's there is a crack and
just
a pop.
Just class, and she got it. She got that character bang on, and I think it would be beautiful to see her and Joe riding again on stage, because I don't know whether it was the last time they were on stage together was doing Carousel. Mm. I think that was the last time, and you know they've remained friends, so they have that history, which will be lovely to see. And Tracy Bennett,
like, amazing. Tracy Bennett was on this week's podcast. She is astonishing. I remember watching her. I'm still here, and I said to myself, how the hell does that voice come out of that
tiny
frame?
Little thing?
And you know, it was a proper like treat.
Brilliant because she's so naughty on stage. She's one of those people that's just alive in the moment. And that last section of that song, which is, you know, the song is a gift.
Yeah.
But you still have to have wattage. You have to have some sort of wattage to pull it off. And you know, when she kind of just throws down her guard and just screams it at you, it's fabulous.
I think I'll have to go again.
I think
Janie's probably friends as well.
And Alex Hansen.
Alex Hansen. They're all... And Peter Forbes is one of the loveliest men you will ever meet.
He was beautiful in it.
He's so sweet. You just want to hug him.
Yeah.
So next on the list, Metal Mantra, which is... one of, I mean, it's mad that it's coming for just a limited thing.
I know, and with Kelsey Grammer.
I don't know if you saw Big Fish.
I just wanted more Kelsey Grammer.
I did want
and
more
Claire Burt. I just thought he was brilliant.
He was brilliant, and it was a little. Again, he just played it so. I think they want to hug people when I go to musicals. Yeah. I think he'll be a brilliant. Miguel de Cervantes.
It's a show I've always wanted to see.
Yeah.
And Lonnie Price
is
a bit of a pal of mine.
Is he?
Who's directing it. And it's reminded me, maybe I shall send him a little cheeky email
and say,
can I come to... Because they do that nice thing, don't they, at the end, where you get invited to... It's a very American thing, an open dress.
The open dress, which is always for the... I guess they call it the professional dress. You know, the open dress for people who are in the theatre and can't make it.
Which is a really...
It's a lovely thing to do.
Nice thing. So I would...
It's also a little bit of a forgiving crowd. So if you're going to make a mistake in an open dress, do it. So I am looking forward to that. It was one of my first ever musicals I performed in was Mamma
Mia. Oh, really? Great score.
Selma, yeah. Which is great. Now, Jesus Christ Superstar is back.
Good, because I haven't seen it.
It was phenomenal. I saw the one that 2 years ago. I have a thing. Andrew Lloyd Webber was sitting just right. But this is a thing, Jenna. I think this is...
You and the composers. What's going on?
I don't know. It was weird. But he was from the moment the first chords came and that riff... starts. He was bopping his head, and he loved it. And it is the best version of this.
I've seen
quite a few of this, but it's going to the Barbican because it's played open air twice, and went to Chicago. It's moving over to the Barbican, so it's the same production, but going over to the Barbican.
Who is it? The same
cast? Creative team, but I don't know about the cast. They haven't released the cast.
Because it Tyrone Huntley?
Tyrone Huntley again. How that voice comes out.
I don't think I've ever seen him in anything, but everyone keeps telling me how glorious he is.
He is. It's brilliant. His voice is phenomenal, and in fact, it's probably ruined every other production of Jesus Christ Superstar. Because I think I've seen the one. Have you ever done that where you've seen it?
A
production and gone, okay.
Okay, I've seen. I've done.
Maybe
yeah,
won't go not, to that yeah. again.
But he's marvellous.
He is marvellous.
And Drew McConey.
I mean, the choreography.
I saw Drew's King Kong.
Oh, did you?
When I was in New York.
Because,
I worked with Drew on one of his first jobs. And I really enjoyed King Kong.
It's
I felt
an
like
audience.
A little girl. Yeah, did you
but,
see it?
No, I haven't seen it. But
I felt your kids would love it. It's one of those shows you do sit. It's a proper spectacle.
Yeah.
And if I was spending a lot of money on a ticket...
Yeah.
Because we were given freebies because it was previews.
Yeah.
It's the kind of show that you know if you spent some money, you would go, I've absolutely
yeah.
seen where my money is, and I've enjoyed it. I felt like a kid.
Amazing.
It was
wonderful. I wanted to come over, but listen, I think if you can go see Jesus Christ, it was okay. Evita, so now Evita. So your old pal Jamie Lloyd.
Jamie
is
yes, he hasn't asked me
what
to do it. They're not doing the geriatric Evita, sadly.
Jenna, listen, I'm going to tell you, Jenna sitting next to you, who looks phenomenal, people. Jenna hasn't aged since I've started seeing her on stage.
I love Ridiculous. You. I love you.
But there is no other, what's really intriguing about this, there's no other announcements whatsoever other than, and this is why it's the anticipation is so great.
I've got my money on someone.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, I have.
Do you think we're allowed to say bets?
Well, do you know what? And I haven't, because I'm mates with her, and
yeah.
half of me is tempted to ring her up and say, come on, is this happening?
Mm.
Are you at least talking to them about
yeah.
it? But I haven't.
Okay, I think we should.
But I'll just drop a clue who I think.
Okay.
And this, Jamie hasn't spoken to me about it. This is me just going, if they're going to do, and Jamie will do, because he's
yeah.
brilliant, an interesting piece of casting. Who would I want to see play Evita?
Yeah.
It would be a person that was in Colour Purple.
Ah.
She was in Colour Purple over here, then went to New York and has done very well.
I know exactly what you're talking about. I would love to see that.
I mean, whoever does it,
yeah.
Jamie will get the right person. But I think that, and I think her and Jamie together, because she's, that person is a very determined, strong person, as is Jamie,
yeah.
and the two of them together, I think, would be a brilliant. She'd be brilliant as Evita.
Well, I think with Jamie doing music, I mean, obviously, You're in Town was when we first kind of saw
yeah.
each other, and then when I saw Assassins as well, like he tends to just get into in between the lines and in between
yeah.
the music and pulls things out that you don't necessarily think of. And I cannot wait. I think this is going to be
no. You reminded me, actually, I've got to buy my tickets because I
yes,
do want
exactly,
to see
them. And the last one on my little list here is, like, I mean, Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. There's nothing been announced other than it's
I didn't even
50th
know it was happening.
Anniversary.
Wait, the Palladium?
The Palladium to celebrate the 50th anniversary. I mean, and I just think you've got... This boy's never seen it. He's probably my
Did
son sitting
like
over
it?
There.
He
would, I think
like
he, I think he'd like. Well, he's pretty discerning. He's gone to Hamilton twice. This one. And,
oh, but Hamilton's
and
different.
And
kettle of fish,
yeah.
isn't
he? Well, it is. It is a completely different kettle of fish. But he's he loves his theater. In fact, our whole family—that's our biggest kind of outlay—is theater when we go out. But my eldest son hasn't seen this either, and they kind of they're big Jesus Christ Superstar fans, but this is, I just think, is a 50th. I know there's going to be
yeah.
some serious
and it
stunt
is,
casting.
It is,
you know,
joyful.
Be,
it is joyful.
And it's an in and out. And
I saw it when it was at the Palladium last time
Did
with lovely Jason Donovan
yes.
and Lindsay Hayton.
Mm.
And I really thought, oh, I'm going to hate this. And I was smiling from ear to ear.
Did you sway?
Did you probably. Sway? I don't know whether I'd go again.
Because
I've had my moment.
So I haven't seen it on stage, a big production. So I think that's
it,
why.
It was beautiful. Good. It was a beautiful production.
So here we go. Now let's talk
Ooh.
About the Broadway musical transfers. Now, you use this loosely because some have transferred for the first time to the West End after a while. But my first one, this is in no particular order, but Come From Away.
Did you see that?
I haven't, but I've got my tickets to go
okay.
next Thursday.
Oh, gosh.
So
is it here that quickly?
Yes, it is. It opens next week. The previews begin next week. It opens on the 15th or something like that? On the 18th of February. Opens up on the... So Come From Away. You
Clyde
saw
Carter.
It.
Now, lovely Clyde
I,
Carter.
Oh, this is incredible.
And David Shannon.
You've seen it in New York. Did you
I
see it?
I haven't seen
oh,
Come
you
From
see.
Away.
I didn't see Come From Away.
It was one of the... It's funny, because when I was over there for...
Because you did a... I mean, you were recently in New York, and I saw your tweets. You were just kind of in a theatre here, in a theatre there, and...
Yeah, well, I was working there.
Right.
I was with Jerry Mitchell.
Yeah.
Doing work on a new show that he's doing in New York.
Mm.
It's not opening here, it's opening in New York. And it was one of those really lovely gigs where I had an apartment just off Times Square. I was on my own,
nice.
So and just rehearsing during the day. But I went
I mean,
to
you
the
love
theater.
Your kids. You love your kids.
Of course, of course. And I did cry quite a lot. But then I went to the theater.
Theater doctor, baby.
And had a
Yes.
Burger, and I felt better.
Good.
But this was the show that, because I said, what should I go and see? What should I go and see? And so many people said, go and see Come From Away.
Yeah.
And I was like, really? And I went, it's got its heart in the right place, and it's so beautifully staged, so simply done, and it's a real, real heart warmer.
Well, so I'm looking for this. I know the music very well. We listen to it in the car. We listen to a lot of musicals when we're driving. So music,
good.
And it's listening to that in the car. The family really looking forward to it. I think Rachel Tucker's got an insane voice.
Yeah. Like, brilliant.
You know, we went to the launch party. The launch party was unbelievable at Canada House. They had pancakes and like little vials of maple syrup, like a full buffet. I mean, the Canadians, like, they only the Canada House, like, you know, could do.
Are
it
you
like
Canadian?
That. I'm not. Well, I am these days, Jenna.
Of course.
You know, aren't we all?
Yeah,
North
there's
Americans,
a line. There's a line, and you crossed it.
It's moved down. That 49th parallel has gone.
I get it.
So it was so good, and hopefully bringing some more podcasts from this, but yeah, Come From Away, looking forward to it.
Yeah,
if you don't know about it, it's a story of the planes that had to land in Gander after 9/11, and it's about the people who were there for a week and kind of
and all these disparate people have pulled together.
Yeah, I mean, story of hope. We need a bit of hope these days.
Please,
now
God.
Waitress. I know the music very bit. I mean, it's opening very, very, very soon. It's been going on and on and on in on Broadway, and it's done so, so well. It's one of the most popular shows, and I cannot wait to see it.
Yeah, I wanted to see it. I just didn't manage it, and then I'm annoyed because now isn't Sarah Bareilles doing it?
On Broadway.
On Broadway,
yes,
with my
in.
Friend Gavin Creel.
Oh, yes.
Because they're really old
yes,
mates.
Yes, that's right.
And I love Gavin Creel. So I wish I'd seen those two doing it, but... Catherine McPhee is wonderful.
I haven't seen her on stage, so
she's beautiful. And her mum is a singer and a singing teacher. And
right.
She's got one of those effortless, beautiful voices. So, and I do think there are probably a load of people that could have done it over here. But I think sometimes, I don't know,
maybe I'm being controversial here, but sometimes when a Broadway transfer comes over with its, it's one of these. And it's a Broadway musical waitress. That it there is a certain Broadway
I get
actor.
It. Like I felt that with Book of Mormon.
Oh, did you?
When I saw Book of Mormon and they brought Gavin and they brought them over to play the two lead guys, and I think it was a brilliant decision because it did give it. They set the tone so beautifully in a way that we would have been maybe reaching for over here, but. Having set it up, Jared Gertner.
There you go.
His name. It's an old name.
We'll get there.
It made a massive difference to the production, and then everyone who's taken over since was able to look at that and go, okay, this is the temperature of it.
Well, I think it works the same way going from here over there, and with plays as well, and you know, the plays that have gone over. Like Sweeney Todd, that was at the pie shop down in Stratton, or where was it?
I can't remember.
Oh, the little pie shop one that they've taken over off Broadway. And they brought the English cast and then replaced it with American, so they could see that was
the template.
Yeah. Anyway, so Waitress, all female creative team, which is fantastic. We love it. Dear Evan Hansen, like one of the most. Anticipated. There's no official, like, they haven't said when it's happening. I know that they're looking for kids now. And in fact, there's a boy who won the Jimmy Awards in America is for high school actors.
Oh, okay.
And so it's kind of like the Tonys or the Olivier's, but for high school kids. And they do it, it's regional, and they go to the national. And the kid that won the Jimmy Award last year, I believe, 16-year-old boy, is now making his Broadway debut this week.
But that's wonderful, isn't it?
Isn't that crazy?
Great. I mean, it's for a young actor.
And so this is,
great role.
You saw it, and is it a musical for that kind of age group, or is it a story that goes beyond that?
Because I don't know. I've got a feeling, because, I mean, I think the score is incredible.
Yeah.
I think the score is incredible. And, you know, maybe it's one of those things, for my taste, I was hoping it was going to go a bit darker.
Mm.
But that said, it's, you know, it packs an emotional punch, and it's one, it's, and talking, because I spoke to a lot of the younger actors in the thing that I was doing in New York and said, you know, what do you feel about it? And they are so passionate about it.
Yeah.
And I think it will speak to that kind of teenager growing into sort of middle 20s, to that kind of audience. A bit like Wicked has here, speaking to young girls. This will speak to young, that kind of generation. Yeah. But, you know, it's very moving. You can't help but being floods of tears at the end of it. And like I say, I think the score is extraordinary. Well, and when you've got someone in that leading role that can
It'd be interesting to see who they find and where they find and how it will translate to English audiences as well. Okay, 9 to 5, not really
I love this movie.
It's a great
one of my favorite movies of all time.
A brilliant movie. And listen, I think it, you know, the reason I said it is Ebnane is one of my top vices. I want to be guilty fun. I don't know anything about it. I've listened to the music. It's a great little score, you know. It's a great little, you know, the cast album or the British Broadway cast is quite fun. I mean, and it goes a bit full on. So I'm looking forward to it. Louise Redknapp, unfortunately, has fallen over and she broke her.
Oh yeah, she did. But is she coming back?
She's coming back late March.
Who's doing it?
Caroline
Sheen.
So Caroline Sheen is going into her.
We did Into the Woods together. Go on, Caroline. And she's married to Michael Gibson.
Yeah, Gibson. Okay.
Mike Gibson. Yes. She's married
to
Mike.
Who was hilarious.
Oh, wasn't he?
Oh, my God.
But I love the whole show.
I love the whole show.
I mean, I was sitting there. My daughter was on two. We'll talk about Hamilton.
Yeah.
But my daughter was on two of those booster seats because she's only Diddy.
Yeah.
And I just kept looking at her and Ray at tiny little moments where I could, going, can you believe what we're seeing?
Yeah.
It's extraordinary.
It is without.
The cast were amazing. The set, the dancers. Yeah. Oh, great show.
It was. Michael Gibson was possibly brilliant. The funniest thing I've seen for 10 minutes on stage. I mean, it just was ridiculous. He was enjoying it so much. But anyway, 9 to 5. I'm looking forward to just for it's pure, unadulterated, ridiculous
joy. And
fun.
Laughter.
Now, this last one, The Light in the Piazza, like, I haven't seen it. And the reason I'm looking for it, no one really has got to see it over here.
No.
So, in the fact that Daniel Evans, who I adore, is, you know, it's just, this is a. I think it's going to be fascinating. And again, it's going to be...
it's
on the South Bank Center, so it's going to be a huge spectacle. Now, I don't know if you've heard the original cast.
Oh, obsessed with it.
It is astonishing.
It's the most beautiful score.
It's lush.
I'm a big fan of Adam Gettle, like massive fan of Adam Gettle. And when I heard this, I was doing... Well, it's a long time. It's been out for a long time. I was doing Guys and Dolls.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to drive into work, and I would listen to music, and I bought that album. And the amount of times just sobbing with the joy of the music.
Yeah.
And I just thought, oh, God, Adam Gettle, who is a complicated, extraordinary man, it's like... He's landed in this show.
Yeah.
The writing is exquisite. I mean, it's exquisite.
Oh.
And it will be beautiful, actually, to hear Rennie Fleming.
Yes.
And I don't know Dove Cameron.
I don't know Dove Cameron.
But I'm
either,
looking
but
forward to it.
She's big, like I said. She's big. She's Disney.
Oh, okay.
Very well known on the Disney Channel kind of circuit and actor. And I'm intrigued. I would love to know the story in between the music as well, and I can't wait because I just...
I don't know. I remember saying to Jane Krakowski, who was in the show, and I said, what did I keep... I just, like, I can't even talk about it without crying. So what happens? And she goes, nothing very much. Nothing very much, Jenna. It's just a beautiful thing. And apparently it's a very gentle story, but, you know, class. It's class. It's a piece of class. And with Dan Evans directing and Rennie Fleming, I mean, she's extraordinary.
Yeah.
I mean, what a career that woman's had and having and will continue to have.
I can't wait to see it.
No, real treat. No,
go.
Me too.
So, listen, those are my 10, like, revivals and kind of, and I don't know if you have anything else that you think...
Oh, gosh, off the top of my head.
But I think that's, you know, I put... I've got a couple of kind of pages on the website for you to go and look, and it's all the information's there, you know, to get tickets and show pages and who's doing what, whatever. But
I might be in a couple of revivals that aren't on your little list because they're not announced yet.
Well, see, this is the thing. Okay, well, listen, I know you did. Okay, first of all, I know you're doing something I want to talk about. You're doing something with Judy Kuhn, who I saw in Fiddler.
Isn't she glorious?
Oh, astonishing. Glorious.
I love the production.
It is.
I hope that gets another life.
I do too, because I think that it was just, for me, it felt like a play with music instead of a musical, and it told the story, and I wept. I like ugly cried.
Yeah. Yeah. Trevor doing what Trevor does best. It's beautiful. And I'd never seen Fiddler. I saw it bizarrely when I was in New York. I went to see. There was a production at the Jewish Heritage Center.
Yeah, that's
Center.
Right. It's all in Yiddish.
First time I saw it. And I loved it. And a few lines just popped out and really, like, having never seen the film or anything, when they're told to move on. Oh. And Tevye says, maybe this is why we always keep our hats on. Just broke my heart. Mm. So that, you have these beautiful, timely moments in the writing. It's
just felt
desperately upsetting, that end bit as well, when
there's just
constant stream of people moving. And
I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, again, we had Andy Nyman on the podcast not so long ago. I love Andy. I've known him for years and years and years.
Wonderful.
And I thought as a Tevye, he just was normal. There was not this big booming around stage.
Beautiful.
It was just this
performance.
Man, this little man who's with, you know, who's heartbroken with Cycle, and he's kind of. She's not there, you see, little bird. Oh my God, I was.
But when he gives her that cuddle, when they haven't spoken, see, it just, I was like, yes.
Done. I'm gonna cry. Are you allowed to talk about things that you're in?
No,
Jenna.
I can talk about the thing
with
Seth.
What we're gonna do? Yes, okay, talk about Seth.
But so I did. I've known Seth for a long time.
Yeah.
Not brilliantly well, but we've known each other, and last year. I hilariously, after I finished doing Fun Home at the Young Vic.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org, because only together we rise.